There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, or is now my new nickname, thanks to Dr. Mackenstein, our executive producer, the Throat Goat. Not sure how I live that one down, but there's another one for nicknames. Lusty Dykens, Dirty Werewolf, Crown Jewel, Throat Goat.
You need to get that figured out.
You will.
What?
The throat. You'll be fine.
Something tells me I need to get honey, lemon, tea.
You got it.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll get a Hy-Vee after this.
And bourbon.
Yeah, well, I have that in the house. I got that. But yeah, definitely bourbon. Yes. Midwinter, man. Can't wait to do it.
Suck on garlic.
No. God. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. The Throat Goat. Welcome to the new nickname on the board. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Mac, so much. Thank you, Mac. Last night, obviously there was a lot going on from whatever angle you were watching. But college football playoff rankings came out. I had a very hard time watching this.
Did you tune in to watch it? Because before I realized it was on, it was over.
No, I did.
Okay.
I looked at the guide. Because at 6 o'clock was weather and news / college football playoffs, 6:30, Ryan Seacrest with the wheel, and then 7 o'clock bedtime.
Oh, I guess that's why 6 o'clock it started. I didn't realize that. I thought it was starting at 7 o'clock. I'm like, I guess I missed this.
No, yeah. No, it started at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And it was over by 6:05?
I think it was over like 6:35, or maybe it started at 6:30. I don't know. Either way, I didn't like how they did it. Because, again, they give you the entire rankings like they always do, right? Like, I think K-State's, I think they're 20, they're like 23rd.
19th.
Missouri's 24th.
And
then they just go through all this and they talk way too much about 13 to 25.
Yeah, like who didn't get in, right? It's always that conversation.
Yep. And then, little by little, they're explaining why it's a projected bracket. Like BYU gets a bye because they projected them to win the Big 12 conference and win the Big 12 tournament.
Right.
Or not tournament, but the Big 12 championship game.
Right.
So they would be like the fifth seed in there in the tournament, but they're sixth overall.
Right. The top four seeds must be conference champions under the new format. So you got your Big 10, your SEC, your ACC, and your Big 12.
There you go.
Those are the schools that are going to get the byes in the first round. And right now, that would be Oregon winning the Big Ten, Georgia with the SEC, Miami with the ACC, and BYU with the Big 12. All four of those schools would have a first round bye, which I like, right? You win your league, you should get a first round bye. That's fair. It's the right way to do it. And then so then you have the first round games. And this is where I immediately went, like, who are going to be these first round games? And I started thinking about the cool matchups that we're going to get to see other than the teams that are left outside looking in. Look, it's a 12-team playoff. If you're on the outside looking in and you don't make this, that's on you. Win more games. I'm tired of the outside looking in teams and who should be in and who got screwed and all that kind of stuff, right? Because we do it in college basketball all the time. It's ridiculous. You get Boise State at Ohio State, Alabama at Texas, Notre Dame at Penn State, and then the outlier, Indiana at Tennessee, because Indiana's having a season that nobody expected.
Yeah, where's
their
coach going next year?
He's got to be going somewhere, right?
Florida State?
Florida State, Florida.
You think he stays in Indiana? This is his first year there, right? He's James Madison's coach from previous years.
When are you ever going to be hotter?
I mean, Google me. right? I win. Yeah. Like, and that's living up to like the take. Like right? If he doesn't win, that audio clip sucks.
Indiana's 9-0, folks. Yeah. We're sitting at 9-0.
Well, he took everybody from James Madison and he brought them to Indiana, and they're beating everybody's ass. Yeah. Like, they're good, dude.
Like, they're really good, right?
I'm rooting for them.
How could you not? Like, those are the cool
stories.
Have they
ever been good at football?
I don't know. Like,
there,
I really
there was
don't.
One
like, Lee
year,
Corso?
I don't know that Lee was that good at Indiana.
I didn't know either.
But I want to say maybe a year with Trent Green, they were good, but... And by good, I mean like 7-5
okay,
type of thing. But nothing like this. 9-0. Now, they have Michigan, Ohio State, and Purdue with their final three games. They get Michigan this weekend, Michigan.
Yeah, that's a big game.
Then they take on my Buckeyes at Ohio State, which could be, I mean.
That could be the Big Ten champion.
Could be. Well, Oregon's the Big Ten champion.
That's fair.
You forget about Oregon being in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
now,
I do.
Right?
That's
and then they finish out the year against Purdue, which Purdue. So they've got Michigan and Ohio State up next. And so they're going to see their test, right? Mm-hmm. These next 2 weeks are going to be very.
When is that Michigan game? Is that like
at 2:30? Yeah, 2:30 on Saturday.
That's a big one.
Huge.
That'll be on at the landing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Chicken fingers in Indiana, Michigan. Yeah. Let's go.
Who would have thought?
Show you the throat going on those chicken fingers.
On Saturday at the landing in like 2 weeks ago, we'd have been excited to watch Indiana versus Michigan.
Wow. In football.
In football.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
in basketball, you're like Fab Five versus Bobby Knight. Let's go.
Yeah, this is Hoosiers versus Tom Brady's alma mater.
Right. This is Trent Green versus Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, name another Indiana football player.
Yeah. There's a running back they had.
Yes, there was. And I can't think of his name.
Gosh, what is his name? He got into the league and he was good.
Was it like Sirhan or something?
No, he was a running back. He was good. I know Victor Oladipo went there. He was
Home Depot.
Yeah. You don't remember Victor Oladipo? Gosh, what was that running back's name?
Victor. Yeah, but I know who you, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, there was a running back.
Didn't he torch Missouri in a game? He just absolutely torched Mizzou. That's why I know who it is.
Google Indiana running back.
Well, there's Tevin Coleman.
He's decent, but that's not who I'm thinking of.
That's not who I'm thinking of.
Type in like Mizzou versus Indiana. That's what I'm going to do.
So, but the matchups are really cool. Like Boise State at Ohio State would be a fun matchup. Everybody roots for Boise State, right? Then Alabama at Texas. Are you kidding me? That's a first round playoff game. This is why the playoff is so good, guys, because we're getting these stellar matchups. Mm. Alabama at Texas, Notre Dame at Penn State, and then Indiana at Tennessee. Like, that pressure on you. Let's you go. Lose to Indiana, you know, at Tennessee. That would be...
Never just, live that down.
You never live that down.
No.
Absolutely never live that down. So I love the fact that the college football playoff is out here, and we're getting these cool matchups in games that matter. This isn't the Weed Eater Bowl or the Oreo Bowl, the Pop-Tart Bowl, or anything like that. These are real games that matter for a chance to win a championship. Like, you're not scheduling Alabama at Texas, right? But now we are.
Yeah.
Now we get that. And it's on campus. Like, this college, like, why are we waiting till 2024 for this?
Why did this take this long? It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Woo! I guess it was Tevin Coleman.
There's Antoine Randall Allen.
That's who I'm thinking of.
That was like a receiver slash, like, he was like a hybrid guy.
Yeah.
But he ran a lot.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman was there in 2014. And when they played Mizzou, he had 19 carries for 134 yards and a touchdown. And then he also had 3 for 57 in receiving. So maybe it was Tevin Coleman.
But either way, Indiana has been totally irrelevant in college football. Totally irrelevant.
Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard's another good one.
But Indiana right there, this is why the NIL is good.
Sure.
Because it gives a program like Indiana, who is a dead stick, the opportunity. The transfer portal, the NIL, like all this stuff that's going on in college football is chasing Nick Saban and guys like that away. But man, it's opening it up for fan bases and giving fan bases that don't normally have the opportunity to have success to have success. And that's cool for Indiana, like Kansas did last year, right?
Yeah.
You experience a little bit of success and it's fun. I can imagine in Bloomington, Indiana, they're all losing their minds. They're not waiting for basketball season this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. This is usually how college basketball just started. Indiana fans are like, thank God we get to watch basketball. Now they're like, I don't really care until March. Let's go football.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome,
man. Look, winning at football, I'll trade winning at football for winning at basketball any day of the week. It's so much better.
Yes.
It's so much more fun, and it's so much more important.
Yeah, they're pulling a Royals this year. They're giving their fan base reason to like wait for the next season to start.
Right. Colorado coming in at number 20 in the rankings. That's going to be the one to watch. See if they can move up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't want to see Colorado in the playoff, right?
BYU's overrated, but that's okay. They're going to win out, so.
They're 8-0.
I know. Haven't beat anyone, but they're fun.
I think that's kind of why, like, I got into college football, to be honest with you.
Because of BYU?
No, because, like, it's gotten more competitive.
Oh, I'm with you. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When,
like, Deion brought me back. We never, the NIL has kept me here.
The portal is great because it used to just be favorable for coaches that could be like, oh, I'm going to leave. Well, now it's like Indiana's good because everybody from James Madison is now playing at Indiana because they follow their head coach and you see the outcome, right? Yeah. Like Caleb Williams went to USC, left Oklahoma because his head coach left USC, was relevant again because he was able to do that.
Not so much now.
No, because it's not there. But again, that can all change.
Yep.
Right? By the way, speaking of college football, is Lincoln Riley on the hot seat? In Southern California?
Has to be. I hope so, right?
Has to
be.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Boy, the times changed. If he doesn't continue there, and let's say Alabama continues to fail, right, with their guy, which this is year one. This is year one, but Alabama's clearly not what we thought they were going to be. Like, we knew that they were going to take a step down because Saban in there. But still, you know, Milroe's still there, right? They still get that talented kid that's 17 years old, still going to their recruits are still there. Where do you think Lane Kiffin would go? USC or Alabama?
Let me ask you a question that can relate to that before you answer that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do college coaches in football matter more than alumni now in college football? Because the reason I ask this is because you could be a great coach, but if you don't have an alumni base and an NIL fortress to go to war with, you're not going to have success.
Sure.
You're going to lose players, and you're not going to be able to get players. So if you don't have the money now backing you and you don't have the alumni writing the checks, it's hard to be a college football coach, regardless of how good you are. Look at all the coaches this thing has chased off on both basketball and football, right?
It's more like the older crowd.
So I look at it this way, like Alabama or USC. If I'm Lincoln Riley and I had a choice to pick, I'm going to say, which is the program that has the alumni that's going to give me the most money to go out there and win? Because right now, it's a pro sport. If you don't have the money and the war chest, you don't stand a chance.
Well, that's why Miami's relevant again. Because Miami has like a ton of NIL options.
Who's their head coach?
Oh, God, what is his name?
Is it Boobie Collins?
No, but Cam Ward is one of the top five players in college basketball, or not top five, top 10 college athletes that make the most NIL money.
Right.
Number one is Shedeur Sanders. Number two is Livy Dunn. Mm-hmm. And then he's like sixth on the list because he goes to Miami.
Because he goes to Miami.
And he's a quarterback.
And there's all kinds of cash at the University of Miami.
Yeah.
You don't know who the coach is. I couldn't tell you right now. Is it Mario Cristobal? There is he go. Still the coach down there?
That's it.
I didn't know if he was still there. Right? So Mario Cristobal is the head coach. Took us an hour to come up with that name. You knew exactly who Cam Ward was.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is why, again,
well, he's the Heisman Trophy finalist.
But this is why the NIL is so great, though, because it puts programs back in relevancy. Miami hasn't been relevant, and who knows when, right? Kansas wasn't relevant, you know, and they're back into it. Obviously not this year. Missouri's got an opportunity. They're bringing in a lot of NIL money. If you don't have the NIL money right now, and I'm a head coach, and you say, oh, yeah, your endowment for players is $2 million, and this one's $10 million, I'm going to the $10 million every day of the week because just like in baseball or the NFL or wherever it is, if your owner isn't willing to spend the cash to get the players, you're fighting an uphill battle. So I don't know how valuable a coach is in college football right now if you don't have the money backing that head coach right now.
Somebody brings in a text that says, in theory, shouldn't the Ivy League all of a sudden get super competitive? Nobody is more wealthy than Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, and et cetera with those grads. That's if they're wanting to be part of their program, though. It's like it's kind of different there. Like,
also, I don't know if that's true.
They also have grade requirements.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know that that is either.
Oregon has the CEO of Nike. Like, right. I don't know what Harvard has. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, they got a bunch of doctors.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Like, yeah, cool. Yeah, like,
they don't have Phil Knight, though.
No, Phil Knight wipes his butt with that. Like, come on.
Right.
Well, that's why Arkansas has a ton of NIL money.
Exactly.
Jerry Jones.
Yes.
The
Tyler Chicken guy, the Waltons.
Yeah.
Tennessee has the Haslams. I mean, you have to have that. Yeah, it sucks, but that's what they have. It's terrible.
Have you ever done research on that family?
Yes.
Easy.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Dennis? Ugh. Wasn't one of them a head coach in the NFL?
Dennis Haslam?
Or Haslam? I don't know.
Yeah, who is that? You're right.
The Miami Heat, Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
Maybe you're thinking of Kevin Haskins.
I bet Udonis Haslam's still playing.
I don't know.
Like, he's always on their bench, but they're like, no, he's a player's coach. I'm like, he's in uniform.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I don't know if they just, like, haven't told him, but, like, Haslam's still on Miami's bench, and you're like, are you on the roster?
Yeah, just let him be.
It's like DeAndre Jordan keeps popping up. I'm like, this guy's still in the league.
Oh, God, yeah. That I'm guy's like, never going to go away,
yeah, like,
right?
Yeah. DeAndre.
Yeah. Anytime you turn on an NBA game, DeAndre Jordan's playing.
He's played more games than Joel Embiid has in the last 2 years.
Well, that's not saying much. Did you see how Embiid got suspended three games for that reporter? Yeah.
Yep.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
He really is a...
Who, the reporter?
No, Joel Embiid.
Oh, he's a D.
I thought the reporter was asking him pretty brutal questions about his, like, brother who was killed.
I don't know.
Maybe look up the contents of what he was asking.
The whole thing is a disaster.
ESPN also not going to do any sort of disciplinary action to Jason Kelce, by the way.
Nor should they.
No, I agree.
Like, I have never seen so many people on one side of an issue like everybody is with Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, screw that kid, man. He deserved everything that was coming to him. Don't taunt people.
Well, what's the thing? F around and find out?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Use a derogatory word like that to a guy who can literally snap your neck like a pencil stick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Like, you're lucky he just broke your phone.
Right. Exactly.
Which to me shows some sort of maturity from Jason Kelce. I know that sounds obscure, but like, instead of going after the guys, like, you know, physically, he just grabbed his phone. Bam.
Dude was going after his brother and stuff. Oh, like, yeah. Like, screw you, pal.
Could be future sister-in-law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I'm glad Jason Kelce did what he did. Like, enough of this stuff. Just because you have a phone and you're going to run up to somebody and be a jerk doesn't mean you have what's coming to you.
And then, unfortunately, Jason Kelce still loses because he wasn't himself on Monday Night Football.
Right.
At least in my opinion, what I watched, he wasn't himself.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. He did the apology, which I thought was great, but then I thought he was just like,
he never did say he was sorry, nor should he. What should he be sorry for?
No.
Why should he be sorry? Because, you got it. It's 2024. You need to issue an apology. Don't be a douchebag and you won't get your ass kicked. It's pretty simple life advice.
And he didn't really kick his ass. He just broke his phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to record that and go viral? How about this?
And that's the other thing. Oh, I'm going to try to make a viral sensation of myself and get likes on X. Good for you, pal, loser.
It doesn't make you immune to, like, real life, though.
Yeah.
You don't just get to do whatever you want.
No, no. Jason Kelce was 100% in the right on this one.
Hell yeah.
Like, everybody's like, got this guy's back.
He could have literally, like, ripped his arms off and beat him to death with him.
I saw somebody post and go, you're missing the real talent of Jason Kelce. The fact that he was carrying an open case of beer with an open beer and still did that. Yeah, all in one hand. And, like, that's talent right there. That is talent. But, you know, I just think at times it's like, you know, we want to, you know, make celebrities and famous people the villain all the time when they're not. We got to see the entire thing take place. Mm. If that made social media, it would have just been Jason Kelce going after that guy. We saw the whole thing happen. And shocker, when you see the whole thing and get both sides of the story, then you come to the conclusion that we all came to. That guy was a douchebag and Jason Kelce was in the right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I wanted to tweet about it, but it's just not worth it because somebody'd be like, you're an idiot. Like, okay, whatever.
It's not worth it.
I like this text. You can't talk blank and not expect consequences.
That's right.
Damn right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Also, if you're going to talk blank in a stadium, make sure you don't roll down the steps and, you know, go all the way to the garter.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
You had a stat you found on X about ball and play and, like, what we're watching, sports on TV. What are you actually watching? We were actually watching how many times there's actually live action, I guess you would say.
Yeah,
kind right? of. Puck is referred to a ball in this stat, so don't come after his text line for the NHL.
Right.
But
the NFL actually has the smallest percentage of time you're actually watching something happen in a game.
Which, when you think about it, it makes sense.
It does.
Because a play lasts, what, 3-4 seconds?
Yeah.
At most, five seconds.
The ball in play in the NFL is in play 9% of the time.
It's interesting.
Some guy named Riley Martin not Ricky Martin, but Riley Martin of something called Sports Ball celebrated last week's sports equinox by watching one game from each of the big four leagues. And they came up with a couple of categories, ball in play, ball not in play, and then commercial or intermission, right? Mm-hmm. And so for the results, the NHL broadcast featured the highest percentage of action. Puck was in play 39% of the time. The NBA was a close second, ball in play 37% of the time. It would have been first if you include free throws. It would have been in play 46% of the time. Baseball, 16% of the time. And the NFL brought up the rear, which is 9% of the time. And 66% of the time you're watching an NFL game, the ball is not in play, and that's not including commercials. The NFL, shockingly enough, has the smallest percentage of time spent on commercials. 25% of the time of an NFL game is spent on commercials. 32% of an NHL and an NBA game are spent on commercials. 29% of the time baseball is spent on commercials. So you think all this advertising in the NFL games, they actually have the smallest window of commercials. But 66% of the time that you're sitting there watching an NFL game, we're literally watching nothing.
That's an interesting perspective.
Makes me feel so stupid.
I mean, think about it. Nine people say, oh, there's so much action in the NFL. 91% of an NFL game that you're watching has no action whatsoever. And then if you watch the Jets, it's like 98% of the time.
Yeah.
Can you believe that number? Like, I was kind of stunned by that. Like, you think, oh, this fast-paced, the NFL's moving, it's moving, it's moving. Baseball has the ball in play almost double of what the NFL does.
That's crazy. Check out that baseball boring, too slow.
Oh, baseball's so slow. The ball's in play twice as much as it is in an NFL game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What? Nuts. That's crazy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.